Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. I'm sorry I missed the conversation that you were having with Goo while Steiny and I were out gallivanting around because I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what you all were talking about.
Well, we started with there's a lot on which to gamble at all times, yes. But especially now because, you know, I'm in the U.S. Open pool. You pick seven golfers in your top four count, whatever. It's a reason to get more interested, more excited in a sporting event. And I was playing off of what you shared on our thread this morning, which is, you know, gambling makes it more fun to be a fan of a team that you normally wouldn't be a fan of. And so I was thinking about that as far as your bet with the Pacers. Like, you're probably a couple of wins away from maybe buying a Halliburton jersey just to have and to, you know, for the memories. And I'm overplaying it, but
yeah.
You're probably 74% more interested in the NBA Finals because you've got action. And you know, that's what Goo and I were getting into it, and he told a story about a run line loss already this morning, and apparently he had the Mets and or the Nationals, and he was up four runs, and the other team scored three, yeah. And so just I was playing off of what you were talking about, where you know you're more interested in stuff as a casual fan when you got a little action.
Here's what I was thinking when I said that, because A, it started with you yesterday during a commercial break. During our show at Laughing Monk Brewing, which was a ton of fun yesterday.
Yeah.
And if anybody's down there in the San Jose, Santa Clara, Sunnyvale area, that's your go-to for a game. So if you've got a game that you want to watch later tonight or this weekend, NBA Finals, Game 4 is going to be tomorrow, whatever, then we absolutely suggest that that be the place because wide open, great TVs, and the food was wonderful. But you mentioned during one of these commercial breaks, you pulled aside our producer, Lucas Alexander. He has many, many labels at this company. He is our producer. He's also the employee of the quarter, and he's also the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League. And what did you say to him? Share with everybody what you said.
Well, and I famously had already said I'm out on fantasy football because, you know, in part because Lucas runs it.
Yes.
And also because deep down I can't stand it, but what I said to him yesterday is, I wish I knew how to quit it. I can't. I need to come back and do it. And the reasons are not because I'm really good at it, and I'm actually not very good at fantasy football. Traditionally, I have not won a lot, but the reason why I want to be back in is exactly what we're talking about, which is the fun of having action. So if you've got Chuba Hubbard, I'm assuming he's still a Panther.
He signed a new deal, in fact.
Okay, so you got Chuba as your flex, and they're taking on whoever, and you're watching Red Zone, and Chuba comes up. You get that little flutter in your stomach, and Chuba goes 28 yards for the touchdown. It's like, right on.
Yep.
Chuba Hubbard.
I'm listening to you after, like, because I've heard you quit fantasy football just in our time together north of 60 times.
I think you're going low on that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have quit fantasy football so many times.
Yep.
And then we didn't even
never get to, during the season, though.
Yeah, right. No, not once you've committed to a season, but here we are in June, and you're already signing up to make sure that your spot is secure. And then what do? I drive home from our show, and immediately I'm going back and forth. And you and I talked about this. I was going to get home right for the end of these games. The Giants were playing the Rockies, and the Pacers are playing the Thunder. And I sat down, and man, the trigger finger was on one. It was on one last night as we sat there and went, well, look at this. The Giants are starting to rally against the Rockies. They were down 6-3 when I sat down. And the Pacers and the Thunder, meantime, are also locked in a really, really tight battle. And, like, for me, normally, duh.
Yeah.
Giants.
Yep.
I'm a fan. I care about this just for the sake of caring. But, man, we were going back and forth and even got to the spot where, like, okay, there's 2 minutes left in the NBA game. And there's two innings left in the Giants game. So let's watch the NBA game. And the kids are into it. And I'm fist pumping. And I'm yelling at my TV. And all of these things. And let's be real. I don't give a rip about the Thunder and the Pacers. I don't give a rip about the Thunder or the Pacers.
Yeah.
It's the NBA Finals. I have selected a team that I'm pulling for because they're the underdog. And I'm so sick and tired of watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander fall over. He did it again last night. And I actually want to talk to you about something in the officiating world. There's a specific call that I've really had it up to here with, and you and I are not going to be here for what's bugging you tomorrow, so okay. I thought we could do our own little one today. I want to get to that with you. But it just got me thinking. Here you are back in on fantasy football. Here I am screaming and yelling at a Pacers-Thunders game on a Wednesday night. And you wonder, to what level is fandom dead? You know, you said last week, chivalry's dead.
Yeah.
And I argued with you, because I open doors for people. But that's just me.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, but I don't think chivalry is dead.
It used to be like the mandatory societal thing to do. Like, open the door for a lady, pay for every meal, and all the rest of it. And so, it's not totally dead, but chivalry is not like it used to be, but
I don't
think that fandom's dead. I think that fandom of other things is alive. For example, you and the Giants, you probably will make zero bets on the Giants this year, and you'll watch between 140 and 162 of their games because you love it.
Every single thing that I can. Yes.
Right. So, and you do it because you love it. You're a fan. Warriors similarly, but I don't think you're quite at that same fan level. But again, you won't bet on your Warriors. The Niners, you'll watch every game because we're all psychos when it comes to Sunday and Thursday and Monday and the occasional Saturday and heck, a Wednesday if it falls that way for Christmas. So football will put it aside because you're a fan of your team, but because of gambling and I'll be in a pick 'em pool. I know you're in a pick 'em pool and four fantasy leagues and the rest of it, but you're also going to be a fan of the Niners and you won't bet on the Niners either.
No, now there are a couple of, you know,
occasionally.
Yeah, there's some things that happen. When you say I don't bet at all on the Giants, Warriors, and Niners, it's not 100% accurate, but I try to avoid it because I won't ever bet against them. And I don't know if y'all know this, they don't always win.
Yeah.
They don't win all the games. I think we've got three pretty healthy franchises right now that tend to win more than they lose, but they don't win all the games. So I do try to avoid it, but this is kind of what I'm getting at. And this is why I think we would love to hear from some people on this, because I think your answer is a fair one. I'd say the same. I don't think fandom's dead, but I'm speaking for me and I don't want to speak for anyone else. And I've told you a number of times, the annual, it's not an annual, but it does. It comes around every year, but it's a weekly battle in the fall with my children when the Niner game starts. They want the Red Zone channel on. I'm like, we're not doing that.
Right.
You know, the Red Zone channel, I'll pull down the second TV. We'll turn the sound off. But you're not, as much as I love Scott Hansen, you're not listening to him. We're watching the 49er game because that's what we do in this house. And I pay for this house, so I win. This is not, we're not having a vote on this. We're watching the Niner game, but I look at it and I go, huh, why is it? I've raised them, they're 49er fans, but why is it that they want the Red Zone channel? And it is because to some degree, they might be a little bit more into their fantasy team than they are their real team. And so I don't love that. I get it.
Yeah.
For years, I wouldn't do fantasy football for concern about that. I was like, I don't ever want my running back to have the ball at the right. 2-yard line against my team, and I'm suddenly rooting for the other team to score.
This from a guy who drafted or picked up Puka Nacua, and it's like, yeah, Puka,
yeah.
Go crazy against the Niners.
Yeah, but the Niners won the game.
Yes.
My point, like, my visual was this, okay? Niners are up 4. There's 30 seconds left, and the opposing team has the ball at the 2, and you have both their quarterback and their running back on your fantasy team. What are you rooting for to have happen?
Yeah, depends on where I am in my matchup that week in fantasy. Right?
I don't want to be conflicted in that moment.
And it's hard to not be conflicted, especially when it comes to football. And the beauty of your conundrum about Red Zone or Niners is for the majority of the games, the Niners are in the afternoon window where there's usually only 3 or 4 afternoon games on the Red Zone anyway. So, you know, if you're an East Coast fan, it's a little tougher because you might be a part of the Octobox. Now you're missing out on 8 games in the zone, you know?
The Octobox. I love that. Just hearing
we're getting closer.
We are. We're getting really close.
And we should see if we can get Scott Hansen on here in the next couple of months.
For sure we can.
You know, just to prime the pump and get everyone's juices starting to flow here as we get closer to the season.
You know, it's funny. I called my folks on the way into the office today, and for some reason, Red Zone came up. My dad is juiced. He found out that we were at camp yesterday. He's like, how's it going, man? I can't wait for Red Zone. And I said, yeah, did you hear that Scott Hansen re-signed his contract? So he's going to be back again this year. And he goes, uh-oh. I go, why do you say uh-oh? He goes, mom's not going to be happy. I said, why? What's mom got against Scott Hansen? Well, she doesn't like his voice. I said, I don't think it's that she doesn't like his voice. I think that she doesn't like what his voice represents. And he goes,
well, 7 hours.
Yeah. He goes, you're absolutely right, because it's on all day long. I go, that's the same reason we love Scott Hansen, because of what his voice represents. 7 hours on all day long. So just a matter of perspective.
Right. And your kids get up and do the dance as the countdown goes, and then the dun, 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 dun.
It's a good.
And that comes out, and it's like, yeah, 10 o'clock on a Sunday. Let's get excited.
All right. So 888-957-9570. How do you fan? Is fandom dead? Does gambling on some level have to be a part of this? Does it get in the way? We'd love to chat this out. 888-957-9570. Also, if you want to play golf with us, we're going to have details on all of that coming up immediately next, because we're going to be at Cache Creek Casino and Resort, not this Friday, not tomorrow and not next Friday, but the Friday after that. We're going to be out there doing our show, staying the night, and then playing golf the next day. You can get a night stay. You can play golf with us, and you can win your way into that today on this show. But you're going to need details on how to do that. We'll give all of that to you. Coming up next, 888-957-9570. The number, this is Willard and Dips.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, I'm sad about that. They should have me circled.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That was Demo on with us yesterday. If you missed any of that conversation, Odyssey app, YouTube, all at your disposal. Check out D'Amador Lenore right here on Willard and Dibs. We'll give you info on the contest in just a second. It's a little bit detailed and fun, so you're going to want to hear this. So that's moments away. I want to read a couple texts, though, and Dibs, run these by you. 415, gambling, like fantasy football, gives me a reason to watch games I typically wouldn't. I mean, somewhere tucked into all of this, a league, and by the way, the leagues used to try to hold this stuff away. You know, they didn't want to have partnerships with DraftKings and FanDuel and all this stuff. And I think at a certain point they realized, oh, we better get in bed with this stuff. That's essentially what I'm kind of wondering. Like, what is your actual fandom based on the sport itself if you don't have action on it? My number one example, and you'll hate this, but how do y'all handle college basketball? I would argue that north of 90% of you, especially in this market, you do not give two bleeps about college basketball until you're holding that bracket in your hand.
Yeah, unless you are gambling throughout the course of the year.
That too, sure.
You know, and that's where, this year especially, I was running my system from January and February and, you know, trying to drill down on how it was going to work come March. But if it wasn't for my interest in March, I wouldn't start watching in January and February, because I'm watching in January and February so I can have a little bit of background and do the homework. So when you do get to bracket season, you're able to do better. But it all stems from the same thing, which is that lovely bracket.
Did you, you know, you got all your notes and your deep dive Dibs and all these things.
Yep.
Do you get to the end of the year and come up with a spreadsheet on how you did?
Not usually.
Why not?
Because it's not that important to me.
Feels like it'd be valuable information.
Well,
assess yourself.
I can assess.
Dude,
it's really 2 days in March when I go to Vegas, and I know last year was an absolute boffo success. This year was a slight failure. I know that this year I did not win money. I lost a little bit. Last year it was almost seven times the bankroll. Last year we had a great year. This year was a little bit of a down year. And, you know, I'm not going to look at the total record, because opening round of the tournament, there are 32 games, and I probably make more than 32 bets. And I don't write down every bet. You know, you're ripping and running. You're doing some in-game, and there's beverages. And so
there's always beverages.
And you don't always have time to sit down and write, you know, Auburn minus 10.5 loss and go through every line item. I have a sense of how I did, and this year was a little bit of a letdown.
707, Willard, do you not enjoy going to a sports bar and seeing multiple games on? I very much enjoy that. We will do that multiple times this year, but as I think if you've listened to the show with any regularity, you know that Red Zone is often something that's done with my family and with my kids. And so I can make a lot of excuses for myself when it comes to life and sports. One thing I cannot wrap my head around is grabbing my three children and heading to a bar to spend all Sunday. Not my vibe, not my jam.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I'm in Tahoe with the boys or something like that, then yeah, of course. Of course there's nothing wrong with that. I do like Red Zone though.
Yeah.
I enjoy Red Zone. Doing it that way.
Love it.
Let Scott guide us through the process.
I do also, but if my team is playing, and in this case, it's the 49ers, I would rather watch the 49er game. And it's not only because it's my job to know exactly what's going on, but I like to watch a football game. So at times I would go to a sports bar like that and take the kids occasionally when they're a little bit older, but they're going to get bored and they don't want to just sit there with a bunch of drunks. Yeah. But it can be fun to... go to that environment, and you're not even watching Red Zone. You're watching all five or six games at once.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Speaking of sitting there with a bunch of drunks, check this out. Okay. Today is going to be your first opportunity to do this. I want like an alarm that I want to play right now. Kind of like when you wake up in the morning and something annoying to get all of your attention. Listen to this.
Oh, wow.
Perfect. The Vikings are up 7-0. But also, listen to this. You're going to need all of the info that we're about to just throw at you. It's not long. Just like actually listen to other people for a second. And follow along. Because Dibs and I, we think this is really special. And we are really looking forward to spending extended time with a couple of you, okay? So here's what we're doing. We're broadcasting from Cache Creek Casino Resort, which is beautiful. I cannot wait to spend some time out there. On Friday, June 27th, that's when we will do our show there. Friday, June 27th. They have rooms there. We will be in two of those rooms. You will be potentially in a room there. You will spend the night after a wonderful night at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Then you will wake up and we will all go play golf together. That's going to be the trip, and you can come along. Here's how you do it, okay? Overnight stay plus a round of golf with us the next morning at Cache Creek to one lucky listener and a guest of their choice. Here's what you need to know now. Keep on listening, because shortly after 3 o'clock, shortly after 4 o'clock, and shortly after 5 o'clock, all three of them combined, we will be giving you basically Willard and Dibs trivia answers.
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 So you get the answers to the quiz.
You get the answers. We'll give you the answer sheet, but you can't get it if you're not listening. You have to be listening. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You're going to need all three trivia answers. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we will release the hounds as we are wont to do. Grandy will play his sounder, and that will open things up for the contest line. Do we dare let people know what that sounds like, or is that just going to be annoying because then the contest line is going to start ringing? What do you want to do, Grandy?
There's a long time. Maybe okay. Don't give it out yet.
All right, we're not going to give it out yet. If you listen to this show at all, you know what the contest sounder is.
And if you're a smart listener, you already have it in your phone.
Exactly. So as soon as we get into that 5 o'clock hour and you get that cue to call, the first person to call in and have all three trivia answers correct, bang, you're going to win the overnight stay and the round of golf at Cache Creek. So you have to keep listening. And we will get that underway here in just about 20 minutes or so.
I like it.
20 minutes or so. Okay. We're also sponsored by Safeway, by the way. But about 20 minutes, this whole clam bake is going to get started. You like gambling?
Yeah.
Well, consider this a gamble with an opportunity to win your way to go gamble some more.
Gamble, golf, Cache Creek, which is spectacular. And you get to learn a little bit about Willard and Dibs along the way.
And maybe sleep if you want. Depends on which guest you bring.
Oh, they'll be asleep. They'll be asleep. When you have a 2.5-year-old and you get a night away by yourself at a luxurious hotel.
You better be careful.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, your boy's going to sleep. There will be sleep.
Well, you're bringing your lady out there, aren't you?
Who's going to watch the kid? You know, it's not like you can just strap a couple pillows on her. And
you can't find an overnighter for like, there's got to be somebody, no?
Well, we're working on it, but it's a bit of a long shot.
Okay.
Long shot.
Okay.
You know?
Well, you know, I love a long shot. Yeah. Go Pacers.
And, you know, the family tragedy that we had earlier in the year
I know.
Tough. And, you know,
that would have been your first choice.
It would have been done. It would have been automatic.
Nobody else?
Yeah. It's tight.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I hear you.
Pop is 81 and somewhat reluctant.
Understandably.
To hold it down overnight.
I would imagine that you would be reluctant to have. Yeah.
Reluctant at 56.
Anyway. I haven't even figured out where the hell Jude's spending the night, but I can tell you right now, Lovely Christie will be joining us on the excursion out to Cache Creek Resort and Casino. It's going to be a lovely night. We cannot wait. And we absolutely, I've never played that golf course before.
You're going to love it.
Have you?
Yeah, one time.
Oh,
one time.
One time.
It's a great course.
Yeah. So we're going to be out there and we're going to knock the ball around a little bit and see where it goes.
And I'm working on my plus one being somebody that you, the listener, would absolutely love to meet and play with. So,
you took it there.
I'm trying.
Okay.
I haven't offered it up yet, but if I can pull that off, that would be an even bigger surprise for the listeners.
And I'm pretty sure Abe is going to come out. My oldest son's going to come out and play with us the next day. So don't worry. There's no pressure to be the best golfer in the group. That's already been taken care of.
Yeah, because you won't be.
Yeah, no. No. All right. So that's what's going on today. Throughout the day, make sure you stay with us. You're listening close. And we will get that done. And I'm excited to find out who the because this will happen again tomorrow. But I'm excited. Like, this is going to happen. Two winners.
Yep.
But one today. So I'm excited to at least hear about who our first guest is going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And the first winner would get the first selection of play with Willard or play with Dibs. So.
Oh, is that a thing?
I think.
You just made that up.
I did. I mean, I don't know.
Are we doing that, Lucas? Did you hear that? That feels like somebody's going to get, like, this was all fun. And then you had to set something up where now at 5:30 or whenever this happens, you or I are going to walk out of here offended.
Well, I mean, it happened to me throughout my entire childhood, and I pulled through, getting picked last. I mean, that was a daily occurrence for your boy at recess, and it just makes you a little hungrier.
Okay.
Makes you have a little bit of an edge.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. I don't mind. But yeah, we can do it that way. Whoever wins today gets to select who we'll be playing golf with on Saturday the 28th. Whoever wins tomorrow, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
That's right.
That's the deal. By the way, just since we were talking about the whole idea of what the gambling situation can kind of do for the viewing experience, I'm jaded. I'm biased. I've got my head in the sand. You don't. I want to know what you actually think. Are the Pacers going to win this thing?
I don't think so.
You still don't think so?
I still don't, but what I saw yesterday, especially in the fourth quarter, was a little bit of the pucker factor for the team that's not supposed to have that. OKC's young, and they won 68 games in the regular season, and they had the best point differential ever, and you got in that fourth quarter, and it looked like the Pacers were the more veteran team, the more composed team. The Thunder don't turn the ball over. It's kind of their calling card, and yet they have 19 last night, including the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, they had the lead, and it looked like they were not in control of the game, but Indiana, you mentioned Mathurin hit a couple of big threes, and all of a sudden
Benedict.
The Pacers get the lead, and the Thunder start to, they start to get a little tight, and the Pacers flat won the game, and they won it in the fourth quarter. I think they outscored them, was it 32-16?
Yeah, the Thunder went on a little run there to end the third quarter, and I think they were up by 5 or 6 to start that fourth quarter, And so it was a battle for those first few minutes of the fourth quarter. But then you're right. Like, that last 6 minutes was absolutely owned by the Pacers, and it was a pretty comfortable last minute and a half for them.
Right, and that's the part where if you're OKC, you're a little worried about that, because it wasn't even Halliburton in the fourth.
No.
It was Mathurin and McConnell, and it was Nembhard and Nesmith. And yeah, Halliburton hit a couple, but the thing that I think Guru said it, that the Pacers have more depth than OKC, and he probably is right. I mean, OKC's really deep, but the Pacers' depth last night, I think that was a big difference in the ballgame.
I'm like trying not to get excited.
Well, you can get excited now.
No. Like you just said.
Not fully excited.
Yeah, you still think that the Thunder are going to win. And I want, like, that's the way I'd like to watch this, is like, come on. Now, the challenge will be if the Pacers can win tomorrow night. Because we're trained, even here in the Bay Area, if somebody goes up 3-1, well, and truth be told, they probably have got it. And again, the Warriors went up 3-1 just a few weeks ago and had to go all the way to a game 7 on the road situation to try to win it. So, you know, when you don't have home court advantage, when you go up 3-1, you still only get one more shot
right
in your home building to close it out. And if you fail, well, then that thing can really slip away. So I'm not allowing myself to get excited yet. The only thing I will say is I do remember saying and thinking, even if the Thunder win, this is not a short series. This is not going to be a short one. I think the Thunder are going to have to battle if they want to win this, and I think we can officially, at minimum, say that. I mean, now if it's a short series, that means that the Pacers won in 5, which I doubt. I doubt it plays out that way, but, like, yeah, competitive series. And I wonder what, to many of us, this, if the Pacers were to win this, what does it say kind of about the state of the league and the way that you want to construct your team? I mean, I'll take a minute just to circle back, because I know that, like, for some reason, and I'm getting this note a lot, in fact, someone was coming at us yesterday and going, how come Willard wants the Giants to make a move at the deadline, but he wants the Warriors to stand pat? I never said I wanted the Warriors to stand pat. I said I was out on the concept of a Giannis-level player, because I just don't see that as fitting right now. I don't see that making sense. The Warriors would have to not only give up all the future assets, they'd have to give up everyone else on the team too, and you'd be so top-heavy that I think your boat would tip over. That's how I feel. It's not, I don't think you're nuts if you want another great player on the team, but I think the Warriors have, I think they have their big names. I'd rather see them filter in around those guys and become a deeper team. And oh, by the way, as I say that, look at the Indiana Pacers.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. And at this day and age of the NBA, it might only be momentary, but in this day and age where there is more parity and more good players, I think that you have to have that depth. And the Warriors clearly didn't. That's what ended their season. One player walked off the court. They did not have the depth to keep winning games.
And I don't think that the Warriors can have that depth based on what you're already paying your top three guys on the roster. There's only so much depth you can have. Now, if you bring back GP2 and Kevon Looney, you have their bird rights, so you have a little more financial flexibility re-signing your own.
Yep.
If you keep Kuminga, if you bring everybody back that you had this year, you have 9 or 10 playable players, but if you want to talk about real depth and you look at the Pacers, like you're saying, where you got Mathurin and Nembhard, Mathurin 30 minutes this year, Nembhard 29, Nesmith 25, Obi Toppin playing 20 minutes, Ben Shepherd playing 20 minutes, McConnell playing 18 minutes. Indiana is willing to roll out a lot of these guys, and the Warriors' depth, Kuminga, handful of DNPs in the playoffs, Quentin Post, well, we can't play you anymore. Indiana's depth has all played in April, May, and June. They haven't had to take guys out because they're just not fitting. So the Warriors have depth, but not real playable playoff depth. And I don't think they have the ability to really get that.
Yeah, I agree completely. 888-957-9570 is the number. Talking it out. And we got going on the NBA Finals because, yeah, and I have no problem sort of playing it out. Like, we were talking about this after the game last night. Like, I am at the edge of my seat watching these NBA games, but it is largely because me and a friend decided to put a couple dollars on the Pacers to win the NBA championship. And there's a pretty damn good number involved in that. But it just kind of got me to thinking with what is the state of fandom right now. Because even more and more, I'll bring up another piece. And Guru is talking Prize Picks, and I'm over here telling you about Underdog. And if you've got teenagers or young sports fans around your house, you know this is their entry point now to sports. This is kind of the entry point. And so I don't talk about it as if like it's a concern. I'm not worried about it, but I do see sort of like fewer and fewer of those people who just have their heart in it and they're a fan just for the sake of being a fan, as opposed to feeling like they're playing a live video game when they're watching the game and they're rooting for whatever team or thing that they created prior to the game starting.
And I think that's natural, and I'm glad you mentioned the video game aspect of it, because that is the other entry point, I think, for young people in sports, especially when it comes to soccer. And I think about Grandy and Lucas and their generation, where FIFA and the soccer game, the video game, came out when they were kids, and it's such a fun game to play. And so you learn all the...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Players, you learn all the teams and the clubs and the nations, and so you become a fan of it. The game's very playable, and you start to develop a fanship, or a fanhood rather, based on learning about these players in video games. And I think it's the same in football with Madden and basketball and baseball and those other video games where, you know, you can get to know the Minnesota Twins if you want to play, you know, MLB The Show and take on that team. So I think it's gambling when they get a little older. It's certainly video games as well, but now all this stuff is on too, right? When we were kids, you didn't have the opportunity to watch all these teams. You couldn't even watch your own team.
No, I found out where the ION network is. I had never heard of it. And then I found out that a bunch of the Valkyries games are on it. Now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know where every channel is. Yeah, you can find anything if you want to.
Yeah, when I was a kid, like on the weekend, you had two baseball games if you were lucky, and it was Joe Garagiola and Tony Kubek and, you know, the game of the week. And so you had a game maybe at 9 and one at noon, and that was it for your baseball for the week.
925, Willard seems more of a fun partner on the front nine. Dibs is definitely a back nine guy.
I don't know about that.
Why?
Well, because I'm not out there like boozing and doing that on the golf course anymore. No.
Oh, I think that.
Yeah,
that
I think that's like the implication. Yeah. Well, and especially when we're out at Cache Creek, which is a bit of a distance, a bit of a drive.
Oh, there will be driving after this. Yes.
Right, and
that's why I'm bringing an 18-year-old.
Smart. And golf is already so difficult that I found that the soberer I am, the better I play, and the more fun it is. For me, like, getting a little sideways, and now you're hitting grounders and swinging, missing. Like, what are we even doing
all
out
right,
here?
All right, so never mind, 925. If you win, I'll buy you a drink. Let's let it rip.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Doesn't mean I won't buy him a drink. Well, just means I'm not like the golfer I was 20 years ago.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're here for your calls, and also, I want to talk about Christian McCaffrey for a second. He said some things at the podium yesterday that I think are worth passing along to you. We will do that. Coming up next, this is Willard and Dibs.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.